and Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Do you have clothes that you would term your fat clothes?
You know what? I'm probably wearing them today. This is probably my most favorite outfit, not because it looks good, because I just like how it feels, but the flannel shirt with the K-Fine t-shirt, the jeggings, and some comfy boots.
Jeggings?
Well, they're not really
jeggings.
Are
those tight pants?
Well,
stand up right now.
No, I'm not going to stand up on display.
Are they like yoga pants?
No, they're not yet. They're jeans.
Oh.
But they're just stretchy. Yeah.
Yeah, mine weren't stretching, so I put on some jeans that were at the back of the closet this morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those times, man. It's aggravating.
I understand those times.
Because it's like, maybe I should put these away because I'll never fit into those jeans again. And no, they stay at the back of the closet. And like today, they don't fit perfect. So I feel better about myself than I did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But still, they're closer to fitting.
They're those just-in-case jeans.
Right. And I'm wearing them today. But then I leave the house completely self-conscious by everything. That's how my day starts.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
You ever have one of those days where you put something on and you're leaving the house? You're like, why am I wearing this?
Yeah, what am I doing? What is this?
This is going to look awful as I go throughout the day. So that's kind of how my day is going to start.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday, November the 13th of 2018, and Stan Lee, the father of Marvel Comics, has died. He created Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the X-Men, Hulk, and many more. Stan Lee was 95.
Authorities have reported 13 more fatalities from the fires in California, bringing the total death toll to 42, making it the deadliest wildfire in state history.
And the New York Giants defeated the San Francisco 49ers 27-23 last night on Monday Night Football.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's a little bit cold as you're getting started today. Just a heads up, it's 31.
Yeah, so get your scarf.
Yeah, it's going to be a chilly day today. We're ready for that cold weather, right? Everybody's complaining about how we didn't really get fall. We went straight from like 90 to 30.
We complain no matter what. Everyone will just be happy.
Be happy today that we woke up and we get to celebrate today.
Correct.
Right? And we're going to do the Insta split.
You're going to do the Insta split.
The big trend on social media, on Instagram, is the Insta split, where you do the splits, but you kick your leg up in the air. So we're going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly has been practicing.
Yes.
For years.
I have. Yes. All right.
Let's do some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are doing everything they can to save their home in Malibu. So Malibu basically right now is destroyed from the fires. So they hired their own private team of firefighters to fight the fire, which came close to their home. They dug ditches. They created this fire break so that the fire wouldn't go in. And in doing that, they also saved some of their neighbors' homes.
Oh, wow.
So that's good for them. But unfortunately, there's been a ton of people that have lost their homes, including some of the celebrities. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, their house is gone.
Wow.
Gerard Butler. So a lot of that's happening. But as celebrities sometimes do, they're also doing what they can do to help.
Right.
Sandra Bullock donated $100,000 to the local Humane Society for the displaced animals to help with that effort. Lady Gaga has been seen visiting wildfire shelters. She's been speaking to evacuees, just kind of trying to get their spirits up.
Right.
So again, celebrities are doing what they can to help.
And it's the biggest wildfire in California state history.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you see these wildfires on TV and you're like, man, that doesn't even seem like real life when that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
You ever been outside of a house fire before?
I have not.
I have.
Mm.
It's such a sad moment. We had a family friend whose house caught fire while we were here at work. And we ended up having to go over there and, you know, we were with them as they watched everything they own.
Devastating, yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough. So thoughts to everybody dealing with that in California. Hey, there is good news today if you're a fan of movies. I know you're a big fan of movies. I don't see a whole lot of movies, but I have seen the Toy Story movies. And I have gotten emotional at the end of the Toy Story movies. And guess what? Toy Story 4 has been done. The first teaser is out. It comes out in June of next year. But there's a new character in this Toy Story. And it's basically a new toy called Forky. And it's kind of a spork.
Gotcha,
And the spork is trying to figure out how it fits into the world of Woody and Buzz and all of that. We have the official teaser for Toy Story 4 on the BBITM blog, and you can check it out right now at kfine.com. It's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's this 42-year-old woman named Kimberly. I'm going to call her Kim. She lives in Florida, and this weekend she was at Red Lobster. You know, we've all been to Red Lobster. And she was a little intoxicated, and she was bothering some other people. So the manager asked her to leave. But she stormed out, saying some really bad words as she left the building. Right. But right before she left, Brandon, what's the big tank filled with when you're leaving Red Lobster and you see it right when you walk in?
Oh, it's full of lobsters. Kai's held one before.
Yes, live lobsters. Yeah. So to get back at them, she reaches in, grabs one, and takes off.
Oh, she didn't steal a lobster.
Yes, she steals the lobster. So the store called 911. The cop tracked her down, and she was still swearing, and she was arrested for disorderly intoxication. Now, I'm not sure where the lobster went, but they still hadn't found the lobster, so.
But the lobster's on the loose?
Maybe.
Wait a minute, can a lobster walk?
Well, yeah, but they have their little pinchers, like, taped.
But they're yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but anyway.
But they walk or they swim?
I think they have, they can walk and swim.
Are they fish?
They're, yeah, I just.
Think about it.
You're asking too many questions.
I can picture them in the tank, but I'm not sure if they swim.
Right.
Or if they just walk on the bottom.
Right. Well, speaking of a lobster, Brandon, did you know that lobsters don't like to share?
No, I didn't know that.
They're really shellfish.
Well, these don't get any better with David Cole.
And there's even, your question.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we kind of referenced this a little bit yesterday, but this is great news. It seems that 45% of Americans, almost half of us, have given up on looking good.
Wow.
We're saying that we've given up on trying to be healthy all the way until the new year.
Okay.
And I just had this discussion with my wife the other day. It's like, let's just start Monday. And I said that like last night, meaning that I have the rest of the week to not be good with my diet.
But really, the Monday means next year.
Right. Because the holidays, we reference this, it's really tough to eat clean during the holidays.
Right.
They say there's 13 separate days between Thanksgiving and January the 1st where people are going to completely overeat.
Yeah, that's completely normal. I think we all do it. Every single one of us.
Holiday parties, the day after the holiday party, the family gatherings, we all eat bad stuff. They say that 51%, half of people stop exercising during the holiday season.
I mean, you're not really in a bikini, you know, over the holiday season, right? Unless,
right.
I guess you're going to the beach.
I've never been to the beach for the holidays.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in a bikini anytime soon. Yeah,
me either.
But I guess that's kind of like our mentality as we go throughout this. They say that only about 12% of people are able to make it through the holidays without gaining weight.
Wow.
So 88% of people will gain some weight during the holidays. And most people, on average, gain about 6 pounds between now and the first of the year.
That's a lot of turkey and dressing.
So, man, I'm ready for it. You know?
Yes.
And here I am going through social media, and I've seen the new thing, chicken and waffles from KFC.
Why are they doing this to us? It's like it's like a conspiracy. You scroll, and there all of a sudden there's the chicken and waffles with syrup all over it.
Gosh, have you ever had that?
Yes.
That mixture of
it's
them?
It's really good.
It really is good. And at first, like, people look at you like, oh, that sounds disgusting. But when you take the crusty part of the chicken and that tender meat... With that waffle bread.
With the sugary syrup. I know. It's a combination made in heaven.
Do they serve that right now? Can I send you
now
to get some chicken and waffles?
Sure.
It's a new deal out of KFC. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Let's just be honest. The holiday season is here. We're probably going to overeat. We're probably going to gain weight. And the best news is that most Americans are right there on that same boat with us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's a big night tomorrow night for country. The CMAs are on 7 o'clock. And it's been announced that Luke Bryan is going to open up the show singing What Makes You Country. This Ooh. Song right here.
And that's a good song.
Yeah.
So Luke Bryan's going to be the one to open up the show tomorrow night. Also, we know Brad Paisley's going to be there as well. And here's the story on Brad Paisley. He and Carrie Underwood are going to be the host of the show.
Yeah.
And Brad says politics are completely off limits on the show.
Good.
He says they want to be funny. They want to do things that everybody finds as funny. And he doesn't think right now with the current political climate that politics is funny conversation.
All right.
So no political talk tomorrow night on the CMA Awards on ABC.
Kane Brown has a new album out called Experiment. It released this past Friday, and the album has already set a record. I will say I've listened to it. It's really, really good. But it released, it has a record of the largest debut of a country album in the first 24 hours it was released.
Wow. That's great.
So 2.5 million streams in the first day of release, putting it basically the country album with the most first day streams ever.
All right. Of course, the song's on that album.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart keeps skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me.
You've listened to the entire album, right?
It's really good, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, rate the album.
I'm going to say a 9.
Really?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. So Kane Brown's new album is out. Also coming out later on tonight, it's the debut of the latest singing reality show. And this one's all about country music, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. The show's called Real Country. It debuts tonight at 9 o'clock on the USA Network. The panelists are Shania Twain, Jake Owen, and Travis Tritt.
That sounds great.
So imagine a show like American Idol or The Voice, where it's all based on the music we enjoy, which is country music.
Very good.
So Real Country debuts on TV tonight. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, the teaser, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. It's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever buy those boxes of like smashed grapes?
Raisins?
No, I'm talking about like the other grapes that we smash and then drink. The boxed wine.
Oh,
do you have any Franzia?
Yes, actually I do.
In your fridge
right
now?
Right now, right this moment.
So we do too, because I like that. Have you seen the new Tide detergent? Because they've put out a new detergent that can stand on your washing machine or your dryer, but it looks like a box of wine.
It does.
I mean, this is taking Tide Pods to a whole different level.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that wild looking though?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're a fan of Brothers Osborne, they're going on tour in 2019, and they've already booked Little Rock as a concert spot. March 22nd, the Robinson Hall in Little Rock, Brothers Osborne. That's a cool venue.
Fun, energetic show, too.
Yeah, we got to go to that venue for Miss Arkansas. And the idea that all those seats are good seats and Brothers Osborne live in that venue, that's a pretty cool thing. Lots of people on social media were talking about Stan Lee, the creator of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And man, so he passed away at the age of 95. And there were so many tributes all over social media.
What an awesome life he led.
Yeah, just the idea that he created so much stuff that impacted so many people's lives.
Right.
I saw The Rock tweeting about it. I saw a photo of Jerry the King Lawler and Stan Lee from some comic convention.
And if you don't know what Marvel is, it's just the superhero stuff like Spider-Man, the X-Men, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, that kind of thing.
So for your family, because you guys are a really big superhero family, right?
Yes.
Was that a big story?
Yeah. We were sending text messages back and forth yesterday in our group family message.
Yeah. And the tributes poured in from everywhere.
Yeah.
There were so many people who have been impacted by this universe that he created and the creativity of these characters that were larger than life and real life superheroes.
And I saw where Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man, had also tributed something to him, basically saying, hey, I owe you exactly everything I have and where I am today.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
So again, Stan Lee passed away at the age of 95. You seem to think that you know all about superheroes because of your husband and your kids, right?
I am. I know everything. I wish we could call my kids right now. They're better than me, but I know everything Marvel.
You think you do?
I do. I am Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel?
Yes.
That would be...
Most people like to call me Mrs. Marvel.
So you're that lady?
Right.
You think you know more than most people?
Yes.
Because you go see all the movies.
For sure. And Stan Lee, a lot of people don't know this, he was 95, but he still made cameos in every single Marvel movie. And it'd be one little cameo where he had like a couple of words or like a sentence and everybody cheers every time Stan Lee would have a little cameo in a movie.
But like you'd physically see him?
Physically, you would see him. He would be, playing checkers somewhere.
Really?
Yes.
So he was in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Because I don't remember him being in there.
Yes.
So all the movies he made the appearances, that's going to be a void in the history of those movies as they go forward.
It'd be fun to look that up, too. All of the little clips of Stan Lee and his cameos.
But again, you said just now that you are Mrs. Marvel.
Call me Mrs. Marvel.
So I could put you to the
Brandon test. Brandon Baxter and Mrs. Marvel in the morning.
I could put you to the test.
What do you mean?
I could give you like superhero trivia and you'd nail it. If I had 10 superhero trivia questions.
Now I'm nervous.
Would you go 10 for 10? Mrs. Marvel would.
The you real know Mrs. What? Marvel yes, would. Yes, Brandon, I'll go 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Yes.
Mrs. Marvel.
Okay, I'm ready.
Superhero trivia.
Let's do it.
With Mrs. Marvel herself coming up here in a few minutes.
Gotcha.
Now I got to try to figure out what the questions are going to be.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly has proclaimed herself to be Mrs. Marvel.
You know, I did do that a little earlier, didn't I?
She believes she knows everything about superheroes.
Yeah.
And let's be really honest. There's times where stuff like this makes Kelly just a little bit nervous.
It does, probably because I'm really competitive and I don't want to lose. And my kids will be really upset with me if I get anything wrong.
Right. And they can listen to the podcast
and
know if you lose. So I'm not trying to set you up to lose because I would not do that.
Of course.
But what I do want to do is get you ready.
Okay,
right?
I'm ready.
I need your game face to be on. Let me turn on the music because I think you need some music for this as well.
Yeah.
That's thinking music.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right? All right, so our battle today is the battle of Marvel versus DC.
Ooh.
Do you think you can identify which superhero is from which universe?
No problem.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I have 10 of them.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but let's go. Okay.
How many do you think at this point you'll get right, just before we start?
I'm going to say 9.
Okay. Can she go 9 out of 10?
Okay.
That's her prediction, all right? So again, I'm going to give you the superhero. You tell me the superhero universe that they're from.
Okay, I'm ready.
We'll start with an easy one. Superman.
DC.
Spider-Man.
Marvel.
Iron Man.
Marvel.
Batman.
DC.
Captain America.
Marvel.
Dang, you really are pretty good at this. You already have more right than I thought. Deadpool.
Marvel.
The Flash.
DC.
Aquaman.
Ooh, DC.
Wolverine.
Marvel.
Dang.
Well, he's an X-Man, so like an X-Men, whatever, so...
He's an X-Man.
There's some different things with that, but go ahead.
Okay, we're not getting picky here. And finally, we end on this one, Wonder Woman.
Brandon, the final answer I have is DC.
Hey! Maybe you are Mrs. Marvel.
I am Mrs. Marvel.
Your kids will be proud.
I know, I am proud.
Your husband will be proud.
He will still love me, yes.
Is there any truth that if you would have missed any of those, that he would might be looking for a divorce?
You know what? I hope not. So, surely not.
We're not going to do that.
Right? No. Uh-uh.
So if you had to pick out of the universes, right? You have the Marvel Universe, which was created by Stan Lee.
Right.
Or you have the DC Universe. Which one is better?
You know what? It's just my opinion. But for me, I think Marvel is the best.
There you go. Mrs. Marvel herself.
That's me.
Kelly Perry. Hey, we have your chance to win Paw Patrol tickets coming up before 8:30. Last chance tickets to go see Paw Patrol. They're playing today and tomorrow at First National Bank Arena. And your chance to win coming up this morning on K-5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Garth is performing tomorrow night on the CMA Awards, and he's performing a new song. And it's all about his wife, Trisha Yearwood.
Aww.
Like, we have no idea what the song is.
Right.
We don't even know the title of the song yet.
But he is walking around calling it Trisha's song.
We'll find out more about that tomorrow at the CMA Awards, and we're supposed to have that song as soon as it's out.
Perfect.
So we're waiting for Garth to email that to us. All right, we mentioned Paw Patrol. Let's go ahead and give some Paw Patrol tickets away. That sound right there means we're looking for caller number 7. We have Paw Patrol trivia coming your way. It's very simple trivia, but if you're a true fan, you'll be able to answer the question. We'll take caller number 7 and start with you, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. It's Paw Patrol Live, Race to the Rescue at First National Bank Arena today and tomorrow, and your chance to win right now with KFINE. Again, 870-935-KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, time to give away tickets to Paw Patrol Live. Paw Patrol Live at First National Bank Arena. There's shows today, shows tomorrow, and we are looking for caller number 7. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Kimberly Miles.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Do you have young people in your life?
Yes, I do.
Would they like to go see Paw Patrol?
They would love to.
Let's go ahead and see if you can win tickets to go see Paw Patrol, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here is the question. Who is the 10-year-old boy who is the leader of the Paw Patrol? And during an emergency, he calls and leads the pups on missions to help the citizens of Adventure Bay.
Who's the 10-year-old boy who leads the Paw Patrol?
Ryder.
Hey! Congratulations! We are hooking you and the family up with tickets to go see Paw Patrol live.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
Yell at the station hooking you up with those Paw Patrol tickets.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. David, the barrel boy. He's filling in for afternoons, but he is in the building. We just saw him. He does exist.
He came in and said hello.
Yeah, he came in and said hello and then accused us of hiding stuff.
Mm-hmm, he did. Which we've never hidden anything from him, so I don't know why he'd accuse us.
So weird about stuff like that. Where's those tickets? I know they're here somewhere.
I know you have them.
Where are they? Boy, we miss him. Let's go ahead. What?
We do.
He did a great job yesterday afternoon. Did. Check him out 3 to 7 on K-Fine. Let's do some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are doing everything that they can do to save their home from the fires in California. And from what I've read and heard, Malibu has been completely destroyed. Mm. And they hired actually their own private team of firefighters to fight the fire that was headed to their home. They actually dug ditches and created this fire break, which helped save not only their house, but several of their neighbors' houses from being touched by the fires. And unfortunately, there have been several people that have lost their homes and everything in the California fires. Several celebrities, too. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, their house burned down to the ground. Gerard Butler. And as celebrities sometimes do, some are doing what they can to help, donating money. Sandra Bullock just donated $100,000 to the local Humane Society to help all the animals that are displaced. Lady Gaga has been seen visiting wildfire shelters, going in and just loving on those evacuees and people and singing for them. So just lots going on with those California fires.
This is really where you can see the value of celebrities, where they use their celebrity
platform
for the good,
right?
Mm-hmm. To go out there and help people and stuff like that. I've been there at a house fire before where a friend's house caught fire. And basically, you sit there and you're sad and you're watching everything that you own and stuff you've saved and kept your entire life burn. It's just awful. And then Miley Cyrus is obviously, I saw that she was very thankful that, you know, she was safe and
everybody with a heartbeat was safe as far as her family went, animals and stuff.
But there are people that have lost their lives in those fires in California. There is some gossip out today, and we actually have the teaser trailer posted on our website. Toy Story 4 is a reality. If you love the Toy Story movies, which I do.
We do.
And they make me cry. Basically, the end of every one, I get teary-eyed.
And
I don't know why.
And we've actually dressed up as those three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do remember that. Toy Story 4 is coming out in June of next year. The teaser trailer is out, and it features a brand new character. A character that's never been in this Toy Story universe before. It's called Forky.
Forky.
And Forky is a flimsy fork with googly eyes.
Yes.
If you want to go back and have a little nostalgia of the old characters and see Forky for yourself and check out the teaser trailer for Toy Story 4, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you really my friend?
Of course, Brandon.
Would you tell me the truth if I asked you something that was uncomfortable?
Is this about a truth about myself or a truth about you?
About me.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Did I have something hanging off my nose a minute ago?
No, I did not say anything.
Good. You would tell me.
Yeah, I'd tell you.
I want to make sure you're that kind of friend.
Yes, of course.
Because I reached up to scratch my nose. I'm like, did something just fall?
And here's why I'd tell you. Because if you had something hanging out of your nose and I didn't tell you, and you went to the bathroom where you took a picture, or you're around someone that saw it, and you thought that I didn't save you from that, you would disown me as a friend.
Yeah, we would not be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be done.
So I'll let you know.
I'd cut you out of my life.
You have something hanging right now.
Do I?
No.
Don't say that. Because that makes me uncomfortable. Okay, full disclosure, Kelly has been force-feeding me Kane Brown.
Man,
check this out. Listen to this song.
I've always liked him, but I'm really obsessed with him right now, and I've been listening to his new album. It's called Experiment.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good.
The album just came out on Friday. Of course, the main single people are going to know from that album is this one.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me again. My heart keeps giving a beat, you're not close enough.
Like, that's a good one. I like it. But you're saying there's some deeper cuts that aren't for radio just yet.
There are. One of my favorites that he's done is called Good As You.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
All right.
I just want to wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you, left unsaid.
Good vibe.
It might take 100 lifetimes to do, but baby, I just wanna be good as you.
Oh, I like that one.
And he's newly engaged, so you know when he sings that song, he really probably gets in his feels with that.
Yeah.
Another one is that I really, really like right now is Homesick, and the video that goes along with it is basically military coming home and seeing their family for the first time in a long time, so it's really powerful. But this is what it sounds like.
All those little moments are every reason why I'm homesick. This feeling that I'm feeling, though we don't quit, it's like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I wanna do is be alone with.
Oh, wow.
Your brown eyes are tangled up, just hold.
The album is out. It's called Experiments. That's a good video, too. Golly.
You need to go through the whole album. It's good.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Kane Brown, that album is out now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I circled Kelly a few minutes ago. I walked back behind her when she was looking on her computer, and I realized she still has a picture up of the KFC chicken and waffles.
It's one of those things where you just look at it and your mouth just starts watering because you can, it's like I look at that and all those flavors, you've got the sugary syrup, the cakey waffle that has a little bit of, I don't know, it's kind of crispy, and then you take a bite of chicken. Man.
I'm thinking I want that for lunch today.
Sounds great.
It's a new thing out at KFC. Hey, Kelly gave us her in-depth review of Kane Brown a few minutes ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
The new album Experiment is out. So I wasn't doing new music last night. I went old school.
You did?
And I picked somebody like that I haven't listened to in a minute, some of the old school stuff. And me and my wife ended up like in the ballads.
Who was it?
The lights were low and we were singing along.
Aww.
To Brad Paisley. Right?
Okay.
And you're like, wait a minute, which ones would be like the great, lovey, sweet Brad Paisley songs?
She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a
you like that one?
Lover when
favorite.
She's loving, and she's everything I ever wanted.
That's good stuff, right?
And everything I need.
So that was one of them. I've always liked this song right here.
And we danced.
Can you bring on those Brad Paisley ballads?
Out there on that empty hardwood floor.
And then there was this one as well.
But I thought I loved you then.
Right.
Now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you.
That's sweet. Anyway, that was our mood last night. And I looked at her
did
like,
y'all dance together and stuff?
No, we didn't dance.
Oh, you should have danced
Unlike
with her.
That song, we did not dance.
Girls want you to take them up and dance with them.
Nope.
Pick her up and dance with her.
She would not like that.
Do
because
it.
Here's what would happen. She would start giggling because I have no rhythm, and then she would kill the mood.
All you have to do is sway to these songs. You don't have to actually dance. You just, remember her sway back
but
and forth?
But she laughs at me. Is that a sign
I
of...
I can see that.
Is that a sign of... True love or disgust?
I think it's true love.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The 2018 Country Music Awards are on tomorrow night, and we now know who is opening the show. Luke Bryan will be opening up the show with his current single, What Makes You Country.
We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. Fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Steps I'd covered down in peanut
dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not.
All right, so Luke is opening the show. We also know Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood are, you know, co-hosting the show.
Yes.
And Brad says no politics, no political talk this year. They've done that in the past, but he feels that at this point in time that people want to be to hear stuff that's funny. They want to be entertained, and they want to be funny, not political, tomorrow night at the CMA Awards.
Kane Brown also has a new album out. We talked about that a little earlier. It's called Experiment. It released this past Friday, and the album has already set a record, largest debut of a country album in the last 24 hours of release. So already 2.5 million streams in the first day of release.
And tonight on television, it's the debut of Real Country on the USA Network. That comes on at 9 o'clock. There are three big country stars as the panelists on the show. Again, it's a country singing competition. And the country stars are Jake Owen, Shania Twain, and Travis Tritt. Real Country tonight on the USA Network. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, we have The Voice at 7 o'clock on NBC. There's going to be the top 24 eliminations, so we're getting down to getting a little bit more serious on The Voice. Yeah. The 100th episode of Black-ish is at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. The series premiere of Real Country at 9 o'clock is going to be on USA. We've talked about that earlier today. Shania Twain, Jake Owen, and Travis Tritt will serve as panelists.
Yeah.
We've got the series premiere of, I love this, She-Ra, the Princess of Power, which was kind of like the girl He-Man back in the day. They are rebooting that.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing a remake of the cartoon that's going to be on Netflix. So that's kicking off. And then tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, The Gifted, NCIS at 7. And of course, This Is Us is back on. It was not on last week because of the political stuff. So it's back on tonight at 8 o'clock. And on Jimmy Kimmel, we're going to have Jake Owen.
All right. TV tonight. Hope you guys have a great day. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.